I don't think a single medical team member will come through this and say that their life has not been forever changed.
Andrea Nofi has been an emergency medical technician, spent time working at UCSF's neurological unit, and served in the United States Air Force as a flight nurse. But early on, Nofi knew she wanted to work in the intensive care unit, where she's been at Sutter Santa Rosa for the past 16 years.
As most ICU nurses are, we're very driven, we're very type A and anal retentive. And so I went to nursing school knowing that I was going to be a critical care nurse.
And almost two decades into Nofi's career, the pandemic hit, and she and her colleagues started caring for the sickest COVID-19 patients.
The challenges of the pandemic kind of come in waves.
The first wave was figuring out how to treat COVID effectively.
At the very beginning, we were being faced with something that we weren't prepared for from a staffing standpoint, from a knowledge standpoint, from a PPE standpoint. And so it was pivotal that we attained as much knowledge as we could about an unknown.
Nofi says trying to answer patients' and loved ones' questions was extremely difficult.
Our patients would ask, will I be able to get extubated? Will I be able to go home? Can my family come and see me before I get intubated? It was difficult because the statistics that were out there at the beginning of the pandemic were not very optimistic for patients who ultimately required ventilatory assistance.
And as time went on and more COVID information and research came out, Nofi says her team became more confident in patient care. But not having enough personal protective equipment or PPE persisted.
That was another wave of just like concern, frustration, advocacy from nursing and fellow medical team members to do what's right and, you know, fight against having to reuse personal protective equipment.
And Nofi says she was not only advised to reuse PPE, but was told to resort to non-medical face coverings when masks ran out, even by state leaders like the CDC.
There was a point where they're like, just wear a bandana to work because we have PPE shortages. And nursing and the medical field was just like, you know, we call that crazy. I'm not going to wear a bandana to work. I'm going to make sure that I have the appropriate PPE with the appropriate standards.
And the next wave was the winter surge, before the vaccines were widely available, when essential workers filled Nofi's unit.
Our migrant farm worker population, our, you know, indigenous population, we were seeing a lot of people who had to work.
Nofi says some of these COVID patients were also facing PPE shortages themselves. So local nurses and unions started fighting for their patients' rights for protection in addition to their own.
So not only are we fighting this horrific infection called COVID-19, but now we're also trying to advocate as hard as we can for our vulnerable population to have the equipment that they should have had in the first place.
And as the winter surge progressed without accessible vaccines, Nofi's team watched the most critical ill patients fill the ICU. At times, the majority of the 12-bed unit was occupied.
We saw families losing their grandparents. We saw brothers and sisters passing away. We saw husbands and wives dying within weeks of each other. And so it was incredibly defeating to be in medicine at that point in time.
Nofi says leaning on coworkers, what she refers to as wingmen, was central, being there for one another while taking care of COVID patients, in addition to the other sick ICU patients in the unit.
We all had each other's backs. We were all incredibly supportive of each other. And I honestly think that's the way that we were able to make it through this pandemic.
Like having two-minute dance parties to RuPaul's You Gotta Work in the middle of a shift.
We were all dancing in our PPE, like getting ready. We're like, okay, it's time. We need to have a break. We need to have some fun.
Or riding her motorcycle home at the end of a long day caring for patients.
I would go take a shower, you know, literally decontaminate for my day, and then get on my bike, ride my bike home so that I can be present with my family.
Nofi has felt and heard the stress of her teammates, experiences of PTSD, nightmares, trouble sleeping.
I can't tell you how many people have come to me and just said, I don't think I can handle another wave. I'm still trying to get over the experience that we had with the first wave.
But now, Nofi and her team are facing another surge with the emergence of the highly transmissible Delta variant. And while the medical community has learned how to better care for COVID patients, the volume of COVID-positive patients in the ICU is reminiscent of the early days of the pandemic.
way back in the day where, you know, half of our unit was filled with positive patients, we're seeing that again. We had a month deep breath and now we're going back into it. And it's incredibly heartbreaking because there's an option out there.
Besides encouraging residents to get vaccinated, Nofi also asks community members to continue to advocate for healthcare workers.
We will stand strong for you. Please continue to stand strong for us and we'll get through this.
Tessa Paoli, KRCB, Sonoma County News.